and you know, next to those things, I'm a traditional soil and dust and rivers. Okay, thank you.
You know, I agree with all my students. When you talk in this
sector. Thank you. I'm sure it's helping us to put the English in a better way, because I don't care whether I understand English or not. I want the content. That's what I worry about. But it's, you know, I want people who understand English, and many of us from his profession and experience in Parliament. Honorable Maliwa, is there anything? Is there anything again that you wanted to talk to? Good. So this is what we will then submit in Parliament. I'm sure it will be in the ATC soon. Whether decision is taken that you present, or is it just, you know, look at it and adopt it in style, that's not our baby. Our babies we have done with our work. Thank you very much. This will then be corrected and submitted in the next, into the speaker's office. The last item is minutes, an extra five. Honorable Van Beek.
Chairperson, Honorable Mulabati was here last week. She was present. She was a bit late, but she was present.
It's very early, Honorable Patrick. You are allowed to sleep, don't worry. Honorable Noah.
One correction is my initials are not MA, they are MA.
Thank you, Honorable Victoria. Anything again on page two? Page three? Charles, is there any mover for adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what happened? Honorable Victoria, any seconder? Honorable Kumar, thank you very much. Is there any objection for the adoption of the minutes? Thank you very much. The minutes will then been adopted as a true reflection of what transpired on the 2nd of March 2011. This brought us to the end of the business for today. And thank you very much for coming, Honorable Members. Let me again make a decision to continue with the work of Parliament. The meeting is so adjourned.
While you are still talking about sushis, I heard somebody say.
You must
say, No, I heard somebody saying that you imagine your daughter coming home saying that I'm employed, and you ask, what type of job are you doing? She says, I'm a plate, they eat sushi. I'm a sushi plate. Yes. Members, I think it's time for us to start. The fact is even later than the time. I'm really hoping that we're going to be very short. I welcome you all. I think we all know each other. We don't have to introduce ourselves. And we're the only people. And what we're going to be doing, we're going to be adopting our reports. There's about five of them. There's a visit that we did to Eastern Cape in 2009. There's one that we did on Free State. We went to Free State. We've got a report on HST, Health System Trust, on Millennium Development Goals. Those are minutes. And the other one is the quarterly report. It's the minutes of the Department of Health, National Department of Health, and the SAFT, the TB vaccine report. And not report, but minutes. So we'll be looking at those. I take it, members, that you have already read them, because they were given to you long time ago. So, but I suppose the way we'll be doing it would be such that we look at every report one by one, and we look at the minutes one by one. I suppose we'll start with Free State, and then we look at it. If there are any corrections, if there are any additions that we want to add, then we go to Eastern Cape. Then we go to the minutes of those meetings. While I'm still trying to welcome you and tell you what you are going to be doing, there is a visit that is supposed to be done by some of our members to Durban on a workshop on domestic violence. It's supposed to be 24th and 25th. I'm told that because of Parliament sitting on that Thursday of the 24th, they are saying that they'll only allow people to go for one day on the 25th only. So just be aware, those that are going, that they'll be there only on the 25th. Probably they'll leave later for Devon, and then they'll be there for the 25th for that workshop. So, members, can we go straight to the first one, the Free State report, and look at it? I know people have read it, and I'm hoping that we're not going to be very long. And I'm going to try and be very strict on how we handle the meeting. So let's go on to Free State, member.
Can I ask a question? Why take so long for us to get these reports? I mean, the Free State is 7 months old, and then the other report from the Eastern Cape is, what, 18 months old. It's very difficult to cast your mind back and remember everything. Can we have an explanation, please?
When these reports get prepared by the Secretariat, and then they get checked before they come to us. But I'm going to ask you for that probably to answer that question. But before we go into that, I think the Eastern Cape one gave us a little bit of a problem. Because when we were at Eastern Cape, then the MEC, Mr. Maswane, Honorable Maswane, told us that they wanted to have a look at it, and then there are certain things that they felt that they wanted to look at. We said, okay, we'll allow you that opportunity. And he said, before we give a proper report, you would actually call us to see some of those things that are. But I think, unfortunately, which was wrong on our side, to say, okay, we'll wait until you give us the things that you want to give us. But unfortunately, they never came. And in fact, he was changed to another department, and one of our members became the head of department, and he even said, no, can you wait? We're going to give you a proper report. We waited. But unfortunately, as I say, it was our mistake on that part. That's about decent case, but Vegas, do you have to say on Free State?
On the first date one, I think it was just a matter of time, of having time to come together and adopt it, but the report was ready. But it won't happen again. We find time to report to adopt the report. Ready.
Okay. In fact, if you can see on the Eastern Cape one, there doesn't seem to be proper recommendations there. It was because they said, no, we want you to come back and have a look at what's going on. But I'll leave it at that.
The MEC wanted to see our report before we adopted it. Is that what you said?
Not really. Without creating a dialogue. Not really seeing it, but to say those things that we mentioned to them. You remember the last meeting that we had? He was there. Yeah. Those things that we mentioned, he said he was going to look into them. And in fact, if you remember well, that day that we met him, there was the whole top management of the department was there. And they had a meeting after us. And those are the things that he wanted to make sure that he gets hold of with the department and then come back to us.
Chair, I accept that that was a big mistake, because the report should be about what we have observed, not about what the MEC won, because we'll give them our report to say they must do certain things, and thereafter we can call them to say how far are you with the things which you, with the recommendations we gave you. But I was going to start by suggesting that the process, so that we can move faster, that you go, you guide us page by page instead of us just talking to the report any other how.
Okay. Yeah, can I agree with you that, as I say, it was a big mistake on our side that we did that. And obviously that will never happen again. We won't allow it. There were other issues that came into being there. That's why I decided to be lenient. And I didn't become lenient because the system came. But there were certain issues that were there, which I'm not going to discuss here.
You have the power to do
it. Okay. You know, well, the process on this one, the first thing that I wanted us to do was, as we're taking Free State, we're starting with Free State, is to look whether there are mistakes that are there. We'd look from page to page, and then when we complete that part of looking at mistakes, then we go on and discuss whether there are any things that you think that have been left behind. But knowing very well that it's too long a period that we were interested, we might have forgotten some of the things that we did. So can we go page by page looking at whether there are mistakes? That's Free State. Okay. Members, we'll go together. Can we look at page one? Do you think there's any... Okay, page one.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not really a mistake, but I think under the executive summary, we should actually capture somewhere that we did try by all means to meet with the MEC. It must be captured somewhere that we tried to meet with the MEC, although we never met her because she avoided meeting us. I don't know how to put it, but we have got Mike here.
Okay. Okay,
so thank you.
I'm not sure, are there any other ones on page one? I think the other part, which I don't know whether should it come to the executive summary. You know what happened in Free State at Bongani Hospital, where you could see that some of the people that we invited didn't understand what the portfolio committee is doing. I think we need to add somewhere that the attitude of people, they don't understand what the committee is supposed to be doing. But I don't know how we put it. Yeah, well, okay, we can do it on finance, okay.
When we discuss
the when we discuss what? No, but those people were sent by the province.
No, it was the
finance. Okay. Okay, so page one, we are done. Eh? Can we go to page two? By the way, it's not only the spelling, even the grammar and all.
There is a problem about spelling, but I wanted to understand why is everything referred to past. You know, the Elizabeth Road District Hospital is located, and it has not moved. It is still located there, and Maludiapofu, and it can't serve a population of 337 to 383. on page 2.
Okay, page 2.
No, but mine says what?
I think I've noticed before we have come in fact it talks about words in most of the pages here. It talks about words. Some of the words is right. But in certain areas words is not right. And even this 337, it's the population, and I don't think we can have a population of 337. I think that's a bit of okay.
In the issue of words, I think the report was edited. I'm not sure if you have the edited version, because in our understanding, the committee secretaries were informed that when you write a report, you write it in a past tense. That's the problem. But it was edited, and the words were, some of them were removed, and some are still there. But I'm not sure if you have the edited one.
What about the edited one? The location.
No. What it says is that when we go and visit a place, the report comes back later than the time. This one is even far later than that. So it usually was. But so the was is right in certain areas. But there was in other areas as well. So we need to look at that. Like the location, it can never be worse. But there are certain areas where we could say there was no nurses in that particular. Obviously, there's something has happened by now. So we write and say there were no nurses. There was no nurse at that particular time. Probably there's a nurse now. Okay, thank you for that.
I'm saying, Chair, I think the report, we've got different reports, because this one that I have has the correct grammar, which says the hospital is located at where.
Okay, you can switch off
here. No, I think Fuyoka has said that there's a new version. Maybe what we need to do. No, Vegas. I think don't be busy trying to test. No. Remember, I think you have been given that one that is in front of you, and that's the one that you have read. Even if you are given the new one, you're not going to be able to read it now. So those who have got a new version, they can tell us that in mind, this is what's happening. Even before we correct it, then we told that to a court. Because now changing this thing, you're not going to be able to read it now. Yeah. So just contain that one, and you can point out the mistakes that you've picked up on the one that you have. Okay, thank you. Okay, then, Lefana.
Okay. No, look, my attitude, that's why I said I talked in general. Because I don't want to go sentence by sentence and saying this is supposed to be east, this is supposed to be what one. I do not want to go through that. I just wanted to deal with the principle. The other issue which I wanted to raise was that when we use acronyms, at least for the first time, we should actually put in brackets what those acronyms are. So that if a person starts, I'm just saying that, for instance, heart. What I'm suggesting is that ECPAF, if I'm not in this committee and I read the report, I will not understand what we are talking about. The people in the department and everywhere else will understand. But any other person might not understand what you're talking about. So I'm suggesting it's just a principle that when we use the acronym for the first time, let's put the whole name, and then later we can proceed.
The way that the learned people usually do is that either at the beginning or at the end, you put them and say, hey, this is what it means. Thank you very much. I think that is the concept. Yes, Mike?
With the amended report, with the grammar, I mean, it's only the grammar that's been amended. Nothing's been taken out, none of the sentences or anything. Because we don't have the latest report in front of us. So what I'm saying, I just want confirmation from you, is that where we got the was, so that it is that all that's been corrected? There's no substantial changes to the report. Am I correct?
No, I take it that what is happening is that they just change the grammar, because they cannot change what we have said ourselves there. But the only problem, which is something that we need to, you know, you can write a sentence and put your verbs and other things, and then it means a totally different thing. Although you've just changed was or is, it changes the whole content of that. So maybe let's go on, and if there's an area that you think that is very important, is it there in both reports, then you can read it and see whether those who have got the new report can read it. Okay, thanks. Are they on that? We were on page 2. So, except for the 337,000 and the grammar, so we can go on. Okay, let's go to page 3.
Page 3 on the bullet. I think issue of equipment was missed out as well. There was issues of equipment. They used old machines as well. I think there was...
That is at the top. There
there's
bullet
one bullet that we need to add.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one. Because now we're doing Elizabeth Ross, no? Yeah. Equipment, I remember. That was that nice hospital where there were hospital board members, no? During our meeting, but there was a problem with equipment.
Another which has got to be included, the issue of the medical depot. They complain about the medical depot not supplying them medicine on time.
Depot is D E P O T. Yeah, I think there are some errors where it is depot is just D E P O. That's different. Okay, is there a part on page 3 which you think is important, but it doesn't appear in your, so that you can check it appears on the other, or on the new version? Those who've got an old version. The last part is step down and step up what? Is it the same with the new version? It's the same, so that doesn't seem to be. Okay, let's go to page 4. Is there anything on page 4? Nothing on page 4, okay. Okay, page 5.
Hold on.
We'll go back to page 4. Okay.
You know what, this is, I must say, even though we went through some, remember the issues of doctor's problem, I'm not sure which hospital was that. It was long time. Okay. The doctor's problem, the shortage, okay. Mm-hmm.
On page five. On talent is the depot too. Okay. I don't know what was your feeling, but when we're at Manapo, the leadership of Manapo seemed to have a very good attitude and capacity to handle, as compared to Bongani. But there's nothing that tells me that we recognize that they were doing well.
They were up to
stress. In fact, their challenges were actually with the problem.
Yeah.
Otherwise, themselves, they were trying to do the 11th. Okay, let's go to page 6. Okay. No, we're saying we must put it as a finding. At the end. Page 6? Okay. Are you on page 6?
I just want to inquire, the findings, we do findings per hospital under each, like, hospital, redo the hospitals now, or is it just a big finding at the deck for everyone? We did the findings for all the hospitals in the last, on page 17, because most of their problems were related to find us. Manapo doesn't have equipment, Bongani at Elizabeth Road.
Okay, that's page 6. Any other thing on page 6? Okay, Ndakasana.
Under the postal natal ward, there are three question marks. I don't know the
postal natal ward, what we
talk about? 7.5.3.
Oh.
At the end, the postal natal ward was severely understaffed. Then there are three question marks. What does that mean? I don't know other people. Page 6.
The
opposition parties are on the different page.
Okay. What they are saying that is not required, but the educated one has the room to address them. I've got both the educated and the uneducated.
Do not have any figures that we can put in there to have to really understaff the work. We don't have figures.
No, but I think we can just, it's too late now to form them. I think let's leave it. Let's just leave it at that. Okay.
This is point seven is dealing with Mufumadi Manapo Hospital, but if you look under 7.5.7 labor ward, they are saying they were referring critical cases to Pinrumi and Manapo. It's impossible that the same hospital can refer to themselves.
It is
7.5.7.
The labor ward was admitting level 2 patients. They were dealing with referred patients that were facing challenges on terrible salaries. They were referring physical cases to Pinrumi and Manapo.
So it can probably be. But I also wanted us to note that Pinrumi is about 350 kilometers from that hospital. If a case is critical and they really have got. It has got nothing to do with the sexuality. It has got to do with the. I'm not saying you are wrong, but I'm saying this must be something very serious to us. Because if you are critical and you are referred 350 kilometers, it's not by helicopter, it's by ambulance, and the roads are not the best of roads from Pinrumi. It's the same as referring to Johannesburg, basically. I mean, it would be far more better to refer people to Eastrand from that area, because you can go via the freeway. You can reach Johannesburg faster than you can reach Pinrumi Hospital. And just say that in our recommendation, we should find a way in which they at least try to upgrade one of the hospitals around that particular area, even if it's the best SCM hospital. I'm just raising it as an issue of concern, because if this is what they are doing, I think it's disservice to the people around that area.
You know, the referral, I think the people are self-referred there. But I don't think that's what they were meant. So it's a mistake. We need to correct that part of referring to Manapo.
Let's remove Manapo.
Yeah, no, we'll remove Manapo.
They were referring critical cases to
Pinrumi.
What I'm highlighting is that Pinrumi is about 60
kilometers. No, in fact, I just want to respond to that. You know, in health, when we talk of referral system, we are talking of a situation where the first point of entry, there must be a doctor. And if there's a doctor in the first point of entry, then you wouldn't have a critical patient at that level. What I'm trying to say is that even if I can fall ill here, I'll be critical here. But if I get to a place where there's a doctor, I won't be a critical patient anymore, because the things that can make me die, any doctor can handle. So when you refer from Manabo in somebody who has been seen by a doctor, it stops being a critical patient. It's only that you want a situation where this patient would reach the next destination. I'm not sure whether I'm clear on what I'm saying.
If they say to me, we refer critical cases, that means they determine, the doctor at that particular hospital determines that this is critical. And because it's critical, I'm referring it somewhere. I understand what you are saying, but the manner in which it is whether...
Let me give you an example. You know, in gynecology, there's something that they say, a prolapse cord. The cord is what connects the baby to the mother. And if that cord comes out first, it will actually be compressed and there won't be blood supply to the kid. Now, if that happens at home, it's an emergency. Because the people that are at home are not doctors, are not nurses, they won't know what to do, and that baby can die. But if I happen to be lucky to reach a doctor, the doctor knows what to do for a prolapse cord. Even if that doctor is not going to be able to operate me, but they know what to do. And then when they refer to the next place, they will claim it's critical because they want that patient, when it gets there, to be attended. But they would have done something to prevent that cord having no blood supply to the baby. That's what I'm trying to say. Is that if all we need to do is to make sure that Manabo has got enough doctors that can handle those patients that come to them, then having been handled by them, they can go to the next level because they don't have facilities. But if the doctor saw the patient, then something will have to die. And for doctors, it won't be critical, but it will be a situation where this operation or this thing can be done at another level. That's what I'm trying to say. And this is why when we talk on health, we say the referral system needs to be upgraded so that people, even if I get to a clinic, there must be a doctor who can handle me so that I don't become a critical patient when I go to the next level. Okay. You know, what we can say, the way we need to put it, we don't say critical, but we say those patients that they are not able to handle at Manabo, then they get referred to the next level.
I was not part of the visit, but you Honorable Hanari, you are saying rather transfer to Israel rather than Pedonomi, but there should be a policy of agreement that from Free State in this area they can transfer to Israel, because Israel has got its own burdens as well. So that is why there are a number of referral hospitals per place. Maybe the policy is not quite clear on that one. But I was not part of the visit. It's just the little knowledge I have. Thank you.
I think you were not part, and you are forgiven for not being part. But there is a policy from the national government. In fact, if you go to Free State and Eastern Cape, you know, Alwal North is 200 kilometers from Bloemfontein. And Bloemfontein is the referral hospital for Free State. And the referral hospital for Eastern Cape from Alwal North is 400 kilometers. And in fact, the policy says, if the patient has got a problem that can be attended at Pedonomi from Alwal North, that can be done. This is one South Africa. We don't have a federal government. So if somebody needs a gender transfer from Alwal North, they go to Free State. Where the departments discuss, they discuss the budgeting, that we see so many patients from your province. So can you look at the budget as to how, and in any case, we know there's NFT grants that go to this referral hospital. In fact, this is why there was a point that was saying that these tertiary institutions, they need to belong to national. so that anybody can refer without any problem. They don't need to be provincial. Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, you've just been given the updated version of the report. And if you go to page 1, I'm really sorry. And if you look at objectives, the first objective on the original document that we had said the purpose of the visit was to conduct an oversight function in assessing the quality of health service delivery with relation to HIV/AIDS and infection control. And that's not, there's nothing mentioned about in the new document. Infection control is nowhere. And we know that's very important, particularly with all the baby deaths that we're having. And also the quality of the HIV/AIDS program. All it says, I mean, it says here assessing, and it is basically the second point, assessing the new HIV/AIDS policies and strategies that were announced, I should say, by the way, that were implemented. Strategies were implemented as announced by the president. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
this is from the new.
Yeah.
So the original one talked about infection control. It's not mentioned here.
In the
latest
one.
Yeah.
Can I ask, okay. Who does the editing? I mean, is it somebody who was with us there? Not, because I think it actually talks to what Mike was saying, that when a person edits, do they take some information out or do they just put it in a certain manner, edition, you know, as in magazine editing? Because then it affects what we have done, what we have said, the recommendations and everything. You get my point here? Because for me, assessing the quality in the old document is very important. When you talk about assessing quality of health service, infection control is very important. So, I don't know.
Okay. No, we can't know that infection control, but I think as we have picked up this mistake,
yeah.
I think let's, can I request that we get two documents. Those who've got an old one must have a new one next to them, as I'm doing here, so that we keep on comparing. Yeah. You keep your old one, but you have a new one next to you. Okay.
My suggestion, because now we're going to deal with these two documents the whole day, to be honest. Maybe let's use the original version that we had that was not edited. We're not editors, and I mean, we're going to find a lot of problems. My thinking is that let's use our one, ne? Before edition. So that whatever corrections we make on our document. Then whoever who will edit, they have to be told that they don't have to take information out. They just have to maybe edit the grammar and the way we say things, which is not professional, and then maybe do it in a polite manner. But they shouldn't take certain points out. I don't know. Because if you take a point out in objectives or aims or purpose or something that you do, then it means you're not going to do exactly what you're supposed to do. That's my thinking. But we use this one.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. When editing is being made, can the researcher be involved? Because some committees actually use the secretariat and the researcher on editing so that nothing is taken out when it should be there. But I don't know what this committee does.
I think we have said that if you've got an old document, just continue using that one. If you've got a new document, then we can see whether there are errors that are changing. So let's continue that way. But if you happen to get the new one, I think continue using your old one. As far as the editing is concerned, I'm a little bit worried because sometimes you talk about technical terms with Kenya. Exactly. So I think the researcher should help them. But even somebody who's got the technical knowledge should actually be there. But we'll try and make sure that when we get these reports, we look at them, we edit them, even ourselves. Okay, let's continue.
Okay. Change, I don't mean to belabor the point. I mean, we have a bit of a disadvantage because we haven't read the new report. We don't know what's been changed. But just to complicate matters a bit more, if you look at the new report, sorry, and you look at point two on the first page, background, they've put that sentence, they've put the second sentence, the aim of the visit was to conduct an oversight function to access quality of health services in relation to HIV/AIDS and infection control. So they've put it up there now. But it's difficult to see, I mean, where they've shifted everything around and whether it's appropriate or not. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to be difficult. And in order to do the report justice, I think it would be better if we could read it. I mean, and maybe we could adopt it next week, this particular report. I don't know, are all the other reports the same? We've got all the original reports. I mean the edited reports. But we've got the right ones here for the others.
That we give time to those who haven't read the new one to read it. I know that Dadekhana didn't read the new one. Mike didn't read the new one. Oh, this side, you never read it. Don't put it on the
okay. Chair, let me also agree with Mike. I propose that we take this first aid report and put it aside. But then what we need to do is that when we are reading the first aid report, we must use the old one so that we, all of us here, take out what is not relevant and put what is relevant to us and edit it ourselves here. And then if also the Eastern Cape report has been edited by the secretariat, let the edited version be put aside and let's take the original one and let's do it ourselves. Because there it will assist her so that she does not shift things to where we think should not be. I think it will assist her, and then also in the future, editing of report. Because I mean, editing of report is us reading the report and agreeing with what is on the report. Let it be done by us here, so that it makes her work very easy. Because I mean, how do you edit something that does not belong to you? Because at the end of the day, the report is ours, and we should own it by putting what is relevant and editing what is not relevant to us.
Okay, maybe the part that you didn't hear. Obviously, you were saying it's the Free State that has been changed. The others are the original. The important thing here is that when we are visiting, Uvuyoka is there with us. So with the people that help us, they take what we are saying there and then. Now, the problem is that when it goes for editing, like this one, then it's the manager who was not there. And sometimes she thinks that, no, infection is not that important to her. She doesn't understand it, and she removes it. So let's agree that the Free State we put aside, and then we'll have to read it around the time we go to Eastern Cape. But we're still going to do it today. Okay. Can we ask that? Okay.
Okay, let's adopt a principle here. In future, we'll get the raw report that was taken on site, and we will edit it ourselves. Because it is ourselves that need to take it to the ATC to be adopted by Parliament. So people must not edit our report, because we are better placed to respond to whatever questions may be asked on things that we edited ourselves. But in future, please, let us do our own work, because we did it. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair and honorable members. I want to apologize for being late. I was actually delayed. I was attending the committee on police dealing with the mediation of Independent Police Investigative Directorate Bill and Civilian Secretariat for Police Bills. So I send an apology that I hope you received. That is why I came a little bit late, so I thought I must just come and join you. it is very, very important that we receive raw reports and edit them ourselves, because we're on site. I agree with that. But we should not be receiving those reports to editing the day of the meeting. We should receive them in advance, so that at our own time, wherever we are, we can start to engage with the report. So that when we are here, we don't waste time. Thanks, Chair.
Thanks, sir. We got your apology, and we welcome you to the meeting, and we thank you for leaving the other committee and prioritizing this one, this committee. I think we've already agreed. There's been a suggestion that we get the report. We look at our own report, we edit it. I think that we've agreed on. And even this part that you're talking about, that we need to get the report, fortunately, we cried and we said we don't want reports on the day that we're going to read them. And I think the Secretariat has done exactly that. They gave us a report far much earlier. So I don't think we need to harp on that one again. They know that it's supposed to be done. But can you go on and say, we step off the Free State report, we go to Eastern Cape report, and we're going to do the same. We're going to start by looking at the grammar, the mistakes, page by page, and then we adopt it, or we add whatever that we need to add. But at tea time, which is going to be at 11, we'll be given time to read the report, that the Free State, so that we come back to it. Okay, ma'am.
I'm saying that we don't even have to look at the edited one, to be honest. You know, let's just move on with our own original work without edition, if we do the Free State. You know, and then we'll do the editing as we do the Eastern Cape now. Remember, the Eastern Cape, we've got the original document, that's what it says, right? Without edition. So why not still, rather copies of the one that we did originally be given to the people who don't have it. And then we just continue, but after tea, of course. Otherwise, it's going to, because if we start using this one, you would want to compare again. You get my point.
Thank you very much. I think the decision is made that let's put a time to this report. Whether we do the original report or we do this, that will be decided when we come back.
Okay, can we go on to Eastern Cape? Page 1. Are there any questions on page 1? Okay, I take it that there's nothing on page 1. On page 2? Page 2. I'm moving to page 3. I see a hand coming up, but I can't see the person. Dabele Kheto, you want to say something?
No.
Okay. That's page 3. Page 3, we've got Nelson Mandela, we've got specialist clinic, we've got registration, we've got audiology, dental laboratories, dispensary section. Okay.
Delegation. You split up the three for a bit quickly. Okay. So long ago, I can't even remember. But I think somewhere in the report for Nelson Mandela, we need to put that the CEO was still acting. Do you remember? The CEO was still acting. I mean, after when I went to the previous committee, I think 2 or 3 years prior to that, the same CEO was there, was still acting, and living in a hotel. Do you remember? And everyone was quite angry about that. And I think we need to mention that.
Okay. It's interesting that one was changed. Sometimes we keep on putting one. That one was changed. Unfortunately, the other one is still acting for 2 years now.
That was then.
We need to correct it that way. Okay, that's why. Okay, we go to page 4.
Page 3. I was also not part of this delegation. But I would like to know, who did they meet? Who was the hospital delegation? At least it should be put there that about ultimately there must have been officials, even if they say the CEO arrived late. There must have been an official, or some officials they met. So like they do with others.
When we went there, the first thing that was done was to see those areas. And then they were met later, I think on the, if you looked at it, there's a part where, it's actually page 7, where there was Superintendent General, Superintendent Mr. Madiba, acting CEO Magwetini. They were met later because we started by visiting the area. So they reported exactly how we did it. Okay. So then we're on page 4. Page 4 starts with briefing by the hospital, total number of beds, imperatives on execution, Bekweni Health Center, service provided by the center, overcrowding. That's page 4. Is there anything? I know the people who were there, I think it's only the two of us, it's Memora and myself that were there. They say the health, on the overcrowding, you read that part, which says the health center has become very small for local communities with a further risk of other infections and conditions are totally not conducive for numbers visiting on daily basis. But it's just on Bekweni. It's not on the Nelson Mandela. Yeah, we split. Okay.
I'm sorry. It's going to be your life. Then issue of I think I remember because the thing is that lady was the issue was sexy and living ourselves. Everywhere I go, I would think of lady and herself and
okay, we're still at page 4. So are you done? Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. You recorded those points. Okay. We then go to page 5. Is there anything on page 5? We've got shortage of staff, pharmaceutical services, antenatal and postnatal health services, referral system. Okay, if there's nothing, let's go to page 6. There are ambulance services, X-ray units, poor infrastructure, teleclinic, poor infrastructure. There's a repeat. Security services, authority. Oh, this is okay. Is there anything? But when he talks about ambulance services, yeah. They talk about ambulance services. Okay, the page 6. Then on page 7, there was a meeting of the top management of the hospital after visiting those places. And they discussed overview of primary healthcare in OR Tambo District, ARV rollout. But page 7, has anything?
Can I have just some questions? The first
question, the superintendent.
Then there is the acting hospital CEO. Then there is a cluster hospital CEO. Then there is a cluster CEO. Can I understand what does that mean? Because the superintendent is actually only dealing with a particular hospital. And what is the difference between the cluster CEO and the cluster hospital CEO? I'm saying because I'm confused about exactly what
Okay, you know, it's important to understand this. When they talk of the superintendent, they are talking of somebody who's managing the clinical services. The doctors specifically fall under him. That's a superintendent of doctors. Now, the CEO is the executive of the whole institution. Be it doctors, be it nurses, be it administration, be it human resources, they fall under that particular person. That's the CEO of the hospital. That's the superintendent of the hospital. The cluster CEO, according to their, I'm not talking about the other, I'm talking about that area. The cluster CEO is somebody who's the CEO for the referral hospital, the district hospitals, the clinics in that area. That's the CEO of the whole region, not only Umthatha General. And then the what was this, the fourth one?
The cluster hospital CEO
is the cluster CEO. No, the cluster hospital CEO is the one that I explained. The cluster CEO is the one that looks after that the services around that institution. Be it district hospital, like I'll make an example. While we're sitting at Umthatha, there's All Saints Hospital, which is about 99 kilometers from there. There's St. Barnabas Hospital, which is about 40 kilometers. All those hospitals fall under the cluster CEO. And St. Barnabas Hospital has got about 45 clinics that refer to it. All those clinics fall under that cluster CEO. It was the people that refer to Nelson Mandela. And then Nelson Mandela Academic Complex, which is made up of Orthopedic Hospital, which is made up of Umthatha General, which is made up of Nelson Mandela, is under one CEO, which is not the other CEO, because the other one is looking at the region, the other one is looking at that institution. And then the Superintendent General is looking at the clinical doctors that are working in Nelson Mandela, the one that we're talking about here. Okay. Is that clear?
I'm more confused than I was. Maybe one day you'll explain, but I really would like to know the long description of each one of them.
Let me explain from what you know. You know in Free State,
yeah.
In Free State you've got Philonomy Hospital.
Yeah.
Now, Philonomy Hospital is a referral hospital, and it has got its unit within it. It has got a CEO of its own. Of its own as a hospital. Now, in that hospital, there are Richards Bay Hospital, which is about 100 kilometers or 50-something kilometers. It has got a hospital. That hospital refers there. Still in Bloemfontein, there's that provincial hospital, which has got its own CEO, but this CEO is a smaller position than the other one. And there are clinics around there in that district. Now, those clinics and the smaller hospitals at Richards Bay, they've got a cluster CEO that is looking after those small hospitals and the clinics. Who refer to Philonomy? Do you understand? So Philonomy is a referral on its own, so it has got its own management. And these other ones are controlled by a person who's a cluster CEO. All those institutions that refer to that one. Do you see the difference between the two? Okay. Listen. Okay,
Chair. Chair, I need to check. Also, as we are making correction, discussing the report, do I get it clearly that we discuss the report as well as we are making amendments and editing?
Maybe let's clarify one thing here. That we went to Eastern Cape. We noted certain things. Which are the things that have written here? Now, we are not discussing those because those are the things that we noted. Do you understand that part? But now what we are looking at is whether those things that we saw are reflected here. So we're not discussing the report because this is what we saw. Discussing says, is this right there or is it wrong there? We're not discussing that. We're just saying, we found an examination in that particular area which was wrong, and this is what was reported.
Yes. No, I understand you quite correctly. But I think these are the what we saw, that was inspection in local. But now, these reports, where do they go? Are we not going to make some recommendation on them? A way forward. And such things, that's what I'm asking.
If we discuss them,
then. You know, I think here, let's make it clear again. This is what we saw. At the end of what we saw, we make findings that this is what we found on top of this, and then we make recommendations, and the recommendations are coming. This is what I was saying, that about Eastern Cape, we didn't really make recommendations because there were certain things that came into being. Okay, thank you. Dada Kanada will talk about the seal.
No, I understand where you come from. My question is to summarize the discussion.
Yeah, no, I will. Thank
you. Okay, page 7 says, are there anything? Let's go to page 8, which is established.
Success of the ARV rollout program are as follows. Areas of concern from the members of the committee. That's page 8. If there's none, we go to page 9, which is responses from the hospital management. They go on. There's something about Dr. Madiba told the committee not to ask questions, and that was about the acting CEO. Okay, we go on. Are there anything to correct?
I wasn't there.
But I must say, Mike, that created like what happened in Profadis. There was a very serious argument in some other area. We nearly saw some people were actually told to move out of the meeting. And that's when things started changing. Otherwise, it was very bad. It was a very bad situation. I know when I came back, you know, when we had a problem in Free State, I was the one who was calming the member to say, no, calm down, member. But in Umkata, I was the one who was very angry. I needed to be calmed down. I was very angry with that statement. But let's move on.
Yeah, just to add, one of the things they said...
It's like the committee complied.
One of the things they said was that we should actually be asking, like, management, the higher management, you know, like the province or even listener. Because remember, there's an argument that we are the ones who do things and you know, dictate to them. So when they do those things, it comes back again. And we ask them, why is he in our cell, blah, blah, blah. So that's why there was that, I would say, stubbornness to say, I cannot ask those things. You are the people who actually, you know, do these things from a higher level. Remember, there was that argument that, no, we cannot answer that.
I think the bottom line is that probably as parliament, as portfolio committees, people outside don't know what we're supposed to be doing. And you get all these things, people saying that, no, you're not supposed to be in any case. That's what we're told, they say, go out here, you're coming to scare us and abuse us. But I think let's leave it, we'll put it as a finding. Let's go to page 10. Page 10 talks about visited facilities in East London Hospital Complex, Frey Hospital, Orthopedic Theatre and Outpatient Clinic. Page 10. Okay.
And his contract's been extended again, too.
It has been extended.
And he got a performance bonus. and the babies are still dying. I found it amazing. Anyway, I didn't do this report, but I'm just saying, I just found it amazing.
No, you, I don't want to talk about Eastern Cape, but there is a matron there who was facing problems, and she was supposed to be removed, but for some reason, she continued to mishandle people.
When I was there, I saw a shopkeeper. The shopkeeper was the one running.
Let's stop now. Members, can you go to page, that was page 10. If there's nothing on page 10, let's go to page 11. Page 11, registration, dispensary, filing section, ARV clinic, antenatal clinic, maternity ward, family planning, TOP section, DDT, Jababu clinic, as Kunda. There's nothing. Okay, let's go to the next one, which is page 12. Service offered by the clinics, challenges facing the clinics, Empilweni Gombo Health Center, challenges. I'm trying to look at you whether they're okay. I know you were there that day, Kanada.
No,
okay. Then let's say go to page 13. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
But we don't get on that.
No, but there's nothing personal. Okay, let's go on. Page 13. Page 13, if there's nothing, let's go on to page 14. Page 14 seems to be okay. We go to page 15. Members, we page 15, we go to page 16. Page 16, if there's nothing, we go to page 17. The responses from the district health manager and other representatives, responses from the community service, conclusions. We go to page 18, meeting with the MEC for health and heads of department, areas of concern raised by the committee, that's page 18. We go to page 19.
On page 18, when we met the MEC, that's where we raised some issues, a summary of what we have seen and all that. And he committed himself to say he will give us a response. I think it should be captured on 7. That he did commit himself that some of the things we raised with him, he was going to, particularly I think the people from the Mthatha area, raised a lot of issues. And he committed himself, especially the acting CEO, he committed himself that he's going to address those things and he's going to come back to us. I don't see it captured under the meeting with the Eastern Cape MEC.
Okay,
thanks for
the I think there's a part where. On the responses where he actually said he was actually inviting us to come back on a certain period, whether it was 3 months. It's on page 22. He actually said that. But what I don't see... What I did not see, which is something that actually happened, is that some of the people, especially the cluster CEO, in the Nelson Mandela, I mean, where we met them at Nelson Mandela, they were complaining that the eastern side of Eastern Cape
is not really looked after well by Bisho, and they mentioned specifically a person that is not giving them enough human resources and funds for the northeastern side. I don't see it. In so much that lady we invited to come when we were meeting the MSC, and she was there and she gave that report. But I didn't see it here, but it's something that we're going to put in. Okay, let's go to that one. Page 18, page 19. Status of ambulances in the Eastern Cape. Human resources. That was on page 19. Is that something? Okay, we go to page 20. High death rate of initiates, which was presented by Dr. Teresa. Then we go to page 21, ARV rollout and STI, sexually transmitted infections, the status of two hospitals in Tholo. We go on response by MEC and his team, findings of the committee, then resolutions. I think it's all findings. We don't have recommendations there, but we've got findings. But I think in those findings, there are certain things that we need to add there. Part of the things that I thought, but we can decide. Do we need to add more on those findings that we have? But one of the things that I thought of was this question where we were told that we shouldn't ask certain questions. Obviously, that's the attitude of people there. I think we need to have a finding about attitudes. Attitude towards the committee. A bad attitude towards the committee. Let alone the patients that they are handling, but the attitude towards us. Okay.
I think we also had a... we raised the issue of the filing system. Because it was quite a mess. And that's the reason why people were handling exercise books. Because and notebooks, because the filing system, it was not guaranteed that when you come next time, you'll get your file.
I'm not sure if you saw bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, the 10th bullet on findings of the committee, which says poor administration, e.g., admission and record keeping. I think we need to put it as a finding. Especially with what's happening now, again. Remember that I just want to take a little bit of time here, because we're adding findings as those people that were there. So we take time on this page 22. Okay. Can we add especially those people that were there? Even those that were not there, they can ask us what was there something that.
To the issue of properly qualified management, that's why we have the problem again with people a lot. It's an ongoing problem.
Okay. I don't know how we should put it. Maybe we could say capacity and the quality and quantity.
Qualifications as well.
I don't think we should say I can have my certificates and be useless.
You can.
I can have the certificates and be useless.
I agree with that.
So let's not say unqualified, but let's put it there. Let's encompass everything where there's no qualification as that. Yeah, lack of capacity. Okay. No employment.
Members,
he's on the floor.
No, I was going to say, look, the I've missed the point because of intervention, but. The other thing which we were meeting all over was the issue. I don't know how to put it now. I think it's the issue of PBMS. in the issue of performance monitoring and the ability to feedback. I mean, if there is no supervision from probably, I mean, that hospital manager in East London, Mike's friend, if he's not being supervised by his supervisors, if they don't intervene, he will perform the way he has been performing all the time. So I doubt whether it's lack of skills or what. I think it's really the issue of saying people who are supposed to supervise others are not supervising them. And that's the reason why people were complaining when you were, that they don't get support. And when they write letters, they don't get responses. It's because there's somebody who's not doing their job. I don't know whether it's the head of the department, from that head of department, or the NEC himself.
Yeah, I mean, let's put it as a finding and say there's no monitoring by the authorities of the staff. By the province, because it's employed by the province, so we need to have performance monitoring.
Okay. Any other editions on finding?
Can you give on the okay. No dialogue.
Okay.
I am looking at bullet 2, findings by the committee. Is a need for improved training of hospital personnel a finding or a recommendation? How best can it be, maybe, Honorable Waters, in your better English, to put it?
A finding. Could be lack of appropriate training of hospital personnel, less than very general, if you want to put it this way. That's a finding. Okay? Let's have appropriate training of hospital personnel.
But this creates a question. I mean, it makes one ask a question. If I get employed as a superintendent of the hospital, the fact that they interviewed me, they think that I can do the job. Do I need some more training? I'm not talking about the training that maybe to do that few things, but the fact that I'm employed there, it means that they think that I've got the qualifications and the capacity to do it. So if there's any training, it would be a training of learning how to, maybe there's new laws that are coming from Parliament, from Department of Public Service and Administration, then I go for that workshop. But if you are going to employ somebody and still go and train them, then it means you have made a wrong decision. I'm just talking. I've seen that Lekhetto.
No, I think in public service there is what we call a certain percentage of the budget goes for. In service training, to capacitate. It doesn't say this group of people, but to train, because the developments happen every day, so that we go as a system in uniform. So the training of even the DG is a system. It doesn't say the DG cannot be trained, all of them, because they form part of the system. Yes, I agree that there shall be now and then training.
No, I agree. Life is dynamic, it's not static. So it being dynamic, look, let me make an example. I'm a doctor. But I think there's a lot of things that have happened. Now, I need a few training on those. But when you get employed, you are taken as if you've done, except for being trained on those things that have happened dynamically after you were employed. Okay, right?
Okay, you are right. I mean, but it depends on what the motivation was behind employing any individual, not just this particular individual. Now, if you're employed as a doctor, one would expect that you have a basic understanding of medicine and know certain procedures, right? And yes, that you would, during the course of your career, you'd have to go for a further training because, as you say, things develop, new techniques, new whatever medicines come up, whatever. So that's part and parcel of any, I think, job, that people go for continuous training. But I think here, and in some other hospitals as well, you have people that just don't know how to administer hospital. And as you know, my view is you shouldn't have been employed in the first place. But that's another matter, and how he was employed is nothing to do with us. It's a problem.
No, I brought that point, but let's continue. Okay, look here.
Maybe, Chair, rather than this then, or if people are not happy about appropriate, maybe we need to have continuing education or on-the-job training or in service so that people become trainable or on whatever.
Remember,
that was page 22, then the last one with this conclusion is page 23. And maybe then we can go for tea now. It's almost at 11. And then we can look at those documents. And then when we come back, we'll look at the recommendations there that we want to put in. In Eastern Cape, what recommendations do we want to put in? And then we go on to Free State. And I think it's got to be straightforward on the other. Thank you. Let's go for tea.
It's going to be 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Let me see what interview in this week.
This week?
This today is
the MEC for health.
Yeah, it's MEC.
How old is the MEC?
SABC2. And then they ask why is this happening now and nowadays? What is your concern with this problem? Today they were interviewing.
But I looked at the communication officer. You know what the communication officer said? He said there's no crisis.
He said there's no crisis.
if she would do things wrong, and if somebody comes in and says, no, 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 I'll talk to the premier.
Nothing is, what?
She's very silly. I don't want to talk to the premier, but he wants to fire.
Members, we don't have luxury of time, so should we go back? I think the most important one now is just to make recommendations for Eastern Cape. In fact, I would prefer if, when we make those recommendations, we just try and bring fewer recommendations, but that they are going to encompass a lot of things. Like we would say, we recommend that something be done on infection control. Then we recommend something on human resources, that there must be a human resource plan, whatever, that is going to capacitate. So we just make those broad recommendations. Okay. Can I give over to you members then to put up your hands and tell me what we need to put up? Okay, Mabi.
I was not even there, but I'm broke and do excuse me. It looks like equipment wise, everything is scattered all over. Maybe even Bishop, provincial Department of Health does not even have an asset register to know what is where and what is the status of this thing. Maybe point of departure is for an asset register to be in place, to have an asset register. Because where you found no equipment, who can account why there's no equipment? If there's equipment, where is it?
Thanks. Chair, with regards to infection control, I mean, there's supposed to be a policy on minimum standards with regards to infection control, so we should say the implementation of the infection control policy, and that province ensures that it's implemented. I don't know, ensures that the implementation of that policy through inspections. And as far as the employment of senior staff is concerned, is that, you know, the public service department has obviously a handbook on how you employ senior members, and that gets adhered to, because I know when I wrote to the public service commission about this particular CEO, they didn't follow the right procedures in advertising and all sorts. You know, I mean, they employed it. He applied, but I mean, yeah. But the fact is, due process wasn't followed, and I think that they must make sure that they follow due process. Okay, thanks.
There are only three things which I wanted to raise. The first one is the filling of vacancies. I mean, they must identify all vacancies which need to be filled, and they must be filled urgently. And the delegation of power to hospital managers, so that they can be able to deal with issues of repairs and things like that. And the issue of ICT, implementation of ICT strategy, I don't know how to put it, but I'm sure if the filing can be improved, there will be a lot. That one, I don't know how to put it. The record keeping. It's not really proper. It was shambles. There is no record. But I'm just saying they put up systems
there. Yeah, no. In fact, I think we are going to find a way of putting it right. But it's very serious. Where you went is better. It's worse on the other side, where people go and buy books for themselves and use that as a record. Okay. Are there any other recommendations? Honorable Lekhato.
Thank you, Chair. I think when we visit these institutions or provinces, this is a high-powered delegation from the parliament doing oversight. And the relevant institution must take cognizance of that, and they should always be there to welcome and to give blessings to the oversight visit of the committee. The way it comes here, it seems we only met the management after going to the hospitals or clinics, wherever. But I think it should be the other way around. That they must know and feel that Parliament is here. They should not come at their own time, like somebody who arrived very, very late here. It's reported here.
that needs to be attended to. Let's first make it an announced message. To announce it is that the relevant people to make things easier for us than to the way we did it here. It's like we're invading the pitch. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Honorable Nekheta. You know, I don't think we can make any particular policy on how we do it. But when we go to these places, it depending on what we're looking for. We could say, no, let's first look around and see for ourselves and let them answer questions after. So we cannot say we need to see them before or after. And what we did that time there was to first see what's going on. And then at the end, we called the MEC with this administration and said, this is what we found. And that's what we did even in Free State. We went around seeing the management, and at the end, we wanted to see the MEC, the head of department, and the staff. Unfortunately, we couldn't see the MEC there. So I don't think we can make it, we can reach it, but it will depend what we want to see. Like even on Monday, if the people that are going there, they will start by looking at what's happening and then asking the manager to answer, why is this going on like this? Why didn't you respond to the old things that were suggested? Okay, yeah, can we take it that, okay.
Maybe we also make a recommendation on performance monitoring. If there are people who are so stroppy and they just go in, who are stroppy in their behavior and doing things, performance must be monitored. Another issue is in service training, ongoing in service training, so that people are kept, people's knowledge does not become obsolete, but it's kept ongoing.
Yes, I was going to add
the issue of the performance management, but she has already heard it. But I think it should be linked to the payment of bonuses. Not only for
everyone.
I'm saying and the feeling, what we raised, Doctor, the feeling of the role of the province in ensuring that things happen. I think we should raise that the challenges which are there, if there can be a way in which the province can send and then the province provide support.
Okay, I think that we're for no other recommendation. There's only one recommendation that's
I think we need to put in there, which is most of those hospitals, I'm not sure what you saw in East London, but what's happening in Ukraine is that there's a lot of people who just go to the hospital without being referred by the clinics. So it tells you that the primary health care has collapsed. So we want them to revive their primary health care so that you will be getting only those people that are referred by the clinics to the hospital. Okay. Can we take it that we are done with Eastern Cape?
Let's move for adoption
of this report with changes. I'm giving it to you, members. Okay.
I move.
Okay.
Oh, I'm in the
Yeah. Then, members, can we go to Eastern Cape, to Free State again? Can I suggest that even those who have got the new version, I take it that our original version is what we saw and what was written down. The person who was editing it was not us. So let's look at that old one and edit that one And then we'll work on that one. Okay. I'm tempted to say, let's go back to page one on Free State. We start with page one again. I know that there's a point that Mike raised. At least they have already been recorded. So we're using the original one. Okay. Then let's go to page two if there's nothing. Okay. Well, on page two,
we were around page seven.
No, for the sake of people having read again, okay, that's why I'm going to be fast. Okay. No, let's go. Okay, let's say page two. There's nothing. Let's go to page three. Let's go to page four. Page five, member. Page six, member. Page seven, the challenges faced by the hospital, which hospital is the Ongani Hospital. Challenges faced by the hospital, challenges faced by the staff, walkabout at the hospital, vascular room, dental room, X-ray room. I'm not sure when I read it, this part of community service doctors that don't have people that are looking after them. Yeah, so whether it's here? Yeah, I think. Instead, I tried to look at it at the conference, but that's one part that we need. Part of the challenge, yeah. Okay, that's page seven. Okay, we go to page eight. Casualty ward, neonatal ward, neonatal ICU. That is still at Bongani. Then we go to Pilonomi Hospital.
Can we raise the issue of the hospital delegation? We did meet them before.
We didn't meet the hospital. Are you saying we did not meet them? We? Oh, okay. Highlights for the hospital, service challenges, progress report on ACT program. Okay, we go to challenges, that is page 9, challenges, personnel factors, patient factors, plan, walk about at the hospital, Ben's unit. Ben's unit, high care, that was the walk about. Low dogs room, renal unit, PPS. Is it PPP or PPF?
Triple
P. Triple P, not PPF. PPS is standard.
Somebody probably like
PPF. Then we went to Universitas Hospital, delegation from the hospital. We go to page 11, management of HIV prevalence, MDR. Okay. Are you at page 11?
Page 11. Who has three other management of HIV prevalence? I know that you said we are not going to do it, but I think it should be several tests were done on all patients for this substantial positive for any of the partners in the room to confirm the diagnosis and where they can take the test.
I'm not saying the sentence should start with further tests were done on all patients. Then you delete the further tests were done where it is, and then it starts the sentence.
Further tests were done on all patients.
Then you then delete where the further tests were done, then it makes more sense to me.
Okay, I think that's
You want to say something, Wes?
And then Victory Control, the book lancers were to be able to that.
The infection control, are we talking about
the word?
Says, oh, okay. Also, the control back.
Okay, that was page 11. Page 10, page 12, sorry. Page 12, it was walkabout at the hospital, pharmacy, ICU, preterm ward, maternity ward, medical depot, with a T. Put a T on the...
Even the fact that
the pharmacy. Third sentence on the pharmacy. Highlighted. Getting ordered, okay. Okay, can you read what you want us to put there?
On the depot, okay.
Then we go to page 13. But here we're talking about, it was the walkabout at the university hospital. Yes. So it's the medical paper of the university. Is it? We didn't go to the provincial, but I don't think. No, there's a class.
The what I read is when I read what was stated here, it was like the summary of the continuum of our meeting at the main country, the provincial main country.
Okay.
Because that's why they complain that the problem is not really a problem. The institutions are the ones, they wait until the last medicine goes out, and then they put a corner and they expect the medicine to be there the following day. When they are supposed to order on
time. Yeah, I
think so. Because this medical depot is supposed to be the very... this is just that medical depot. You remember when we went in the morning?
Yeah, medical depot should be an individual item.
Medical depot is okay, but universal should be checked.
Yeah, should be changed, okay.
And then all others you can be under medical.
Yeah.
But you should say this is charity, provincial medical.
Oh, yeah.
Just so we know it's not universal.
And then I'm not sure, but members were there. I think there was more that we got there than this one sentence.
Check the
notes.
You know, there is a way you were there. The reason why we went there is because almost all hospitals were complaining about the depot not providing them with medicine on time. And we wanted to know. And the depot raised two things. The depot raised a thing to say they don't order on time. They are supposed to know that if we have got this medicine, at this level we must order because there is a lead time of about 6 weeks, I think. So they are supposed to order in such a way that when the last medicine is finished, the others should come in. And secondly, the medical depot has also complained about the payment from the institutions, that the institutions were ordering, and after they've got, they don't pay, and therefore they can't order because of that. And they raised the issue, I think it's captured here, the issue of national supply. Where you find that the national supplier does not have what you want, and they are the only people who are supposed to supply.
Okay, to add on that one from the hospital, they said the hospital did not do, they gave the hospital their sort of potato chip, so that they keep track of their stock, but the hospital did not comply. Health, you never know when to order, when to not order things. And remember, there was an issue also about too much stock. There were a few extra things.
There were some things that were not used, and something not ordered, but were there as a teacher, and then supposed to be taken back somewhere, blah, blah, blah.
You said it was the issue, isn't that, of the problems of paying the violence?
Thank you. That was page 13 now, which is the findings by the committee. We'll have to take a little bit of time here. You have read those, but do you need to add? You know, there's only one thing that I thought we needed to add. It's very interesting that they've got a referral hospital which is in Lomé, which is not working well at all. And there's about 5 to 11 kilometers, there's university. It's doing exactly the same thing that it does, but it's better managed. I'm not sure about the resources, but when they told us, you remember, they told us that the resources of Pilonome are far less than the university. Now, the question that one asks himself, shouldn't we not recommend that those institutions should be managed together? And in managing them together, it's not a question of saying they do same thing. If a renal unit, a referral renal unit, is a Pilonome, then there should not be a renal unit at university. If there's a cardiac unit on one side, then that cardiac unit was on the other side, gets moved to the other, to cut down on resources, human and financial, if you put them together. And one specializes on this, because both of them are referral hospitals. One specializes on this, the other on specialized. And in fact, it actually boosts Pilonome. Because Pilonome, you know how those institutions were formed. The other one was for whites, the other one was for Africans. And obviously, the other one was looked down upon. The other one was given all the funds. So if you bring them together, probably that's going to boost the other one. So I just wanted to see if we can put a recommendation that says, why can't those institutions be put together and they specialize on different things? Okay, Narekhana?
I think we should put it more like rationalizing services.
Yeah.
More than, because what we also got from, was reported at the Universal Hospital is that the hospital board is very active in raising funds also. So you might find that the reason why they are able to get more facilities and better facilities is because they don't only rely on what the state gives them. So we should not punish them for being proactive. We should say that they should rationalize their services. But you see, what we missed was the national hospital, because there's another state hospital in Bloemfontein which we could have done proper comparison, because that national hospital is more or less like Pilonome. I've not been there to myself, but I thought they do more or less the same thing as Pilonome Hospital.
I think that's interesting. Well, looking at the hospitals, these two, why I'm talking about rationalizing them, is that both of them are called referral hospitals. The national hospital probably is a district hospital.
Yeah.
I think this is what the head of department said. It was a district. So it's a little bit different from these other two. But it doesn't mean that it should not be taken care of. But the other thing, sometimes when you talk of rationalizing, other people take that as a way of lowering standards on the other part. Yet when you rationalize, you must make sure that you don't lower the standards on the one that was better, but try and upgrade the one that was, meaning that you try and put more resources, not collapsing the other services. But what I usually find is that when you say they must rationalize, they collapse the services on the other side and concentrate on that, which is wrong. But you must not collapse the services. You must keep what is good. I mean, it's like in education. I've noticed that some of the models in schools have actually gone down. because they're not given money. Yet you don't want those that were doing good. Even in these universities, you find that people are calling for vets to rationalize and do it. But they must not lower those standards, because vets is one of the best universities, if not in the world, in South Africa. So those standards must not be lowered. But you must make sure that your Walters is to lose. Approach has been a certain way. How you do it, it's very difficult. But you must not lower the standard on the good one.
Okay,
but
are there any other findings that you want to add?
The lack of infection control, we must say, what was it? No, thank you.
Honorable Lecheto.
Can you sit down, please? I've done it.
Thanks. I had it in my mind, but I think the best way to deal with it is first to throw it to my study group. I will keep quiet for now, because it must first go through the study group of the ANC, then I must actually make a proposal.
Why do you
do this? That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, on second thought, I will talk to you at the right time. Thanks.
You know, I'm coming from rural area. You know, one day I was passing one rural area, and then I went in, and then I asked two guys who were sleeping next to the road. I said, "How do you know so and so in this rural area?" Those were there. One answered and said, "No, no." The other one was sleeping. The other one said, "No, I don't know this person that they're talking about." Then I decided to get onto the rural area, driving around in bedrooms. As I was driving, I looked at the mirror. I saw the one who was sleeping as I was asking. I was almost a kilometer away, and then running after me, saying I must stop. And I stopped the car, and I was sure that he's going to tell me what I was looking for. And when he came, he said to me, "Hey, Chief, I heard you were asking so-and-so." I said, "Yes." He said, no, I was sleeping, but I just wanted to come and tell you that I don't know, too.
I agree
that
I
don't know.
Ask you to say something, but I didn't say it.
Okay, welcome.
Chair, I just questions from the committee. When the depot was saying medicine expire, because nobody orders them, did you try and find out why were they not being ordered, because they were on the shelf? Because once upon a time I visited a medical depot, a provincial one, they said medicines were never ordered. Then I said, "What orders do you always get?" Then they gave me the list of orders. Then said, "But we've run out of this." Then I said, "But this is exactly what they want. The only thing, this one is using a generic name, whereas the orders that were coming to you with the real name, this and this is the same. If you read the pamphlet inside, you will see that it is." They said, "No, there is no such." I said, "Just open one and read it." And at the end, I said, "You know, I never read it, and nobody has ever told me." That was really a revelation, that you can be at the medical depot and there are things you don't know. Secondly, what I would like to ask, the Lodox room, which hospital was it? Yeah, but the Lodox room had the most advanced equipment, used to scan the whole body in 30 seconds and identify injuries. Was that an non-magnetic resonance scanner, or it was something that was more advanced? Because with a magnetic resonance scanner, you just put the body there, it just tells you what's it in, it gets it and out. So was it the same thing, or it was something different? Or if there were those wonderful machineries, what information does the committee know on those wonderful pieces of machinery? Are you more educated, except that you push the body in? I mean, the whole body is scanned and the diagnosis is made.
I'm not sure whether members want to answer these two questions, but I tend to think that what Dr. Hanare was saying when they were trying to analyze, and Honorable Mike, when they were trying to say we didn't write a lot of things on the depot, they mentioned that they were not ordering, and I think it's memorable who even said they were even given forms to order. But there's another area that probably we didn't touch much, is that when the depot gets its own stock, they should know what most of the clinics order, what most of the hospitals order. But it seems as if they don't know. They just order in bulk, only to find that they're not going to be, they're not ordering things that are used locally. But I want them to answer for themselves. Okay.
Look, my understanding was that they ordered things in terms of what the hospitals and the clinics demanded. And then it seemed as if clinics and hospitals ordered things. And then they kept them there instead of taking them to the hospital, because those clinics sometimes were not paying on time or the hospitals were not paying. But there was a problem about that. But what was interesting about the hospital was that there were pharmacists working there. Yeah, so they would know the generic and the original, the difference between them, because somebody who was in charge of the medicines or the ordering was the pharmacist. The issue of the scanner at the hospital, I don't think that we ask a lot of questions. I won't be able to answer that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. On the issue of the stock as well, it wasn't so much stock that was expired, but some came from the hospital themselves. And then some of it, I'm not sure, there's lack of communication between institutions and the depot. So when they stop using something, they don't inform the depot. The depot will keep on. And with the depot as well, I mean, if you still have a lot of stock of something, why stock more of that? It's a bit the users did not, you know, lack of communication in total. And a lot of machine, it's like a scanner, a CT scanner. What it does, it gives you both bone and tissue. And then there's issues of radiation, but it was made in such a way that the patient gets less radiation, you know. And normally when you do LODOS, you don't have, LODOS becomes the last resort in X-ray department when you use LODOS. But you find that with the type of patients that you have, the accident patients, it doesn't matter. In that case, you don't have choice. You have to use LODOS. Because remember, with trauma patients, at times they've got fractured femur, they can develop emboli, set emboli, and they can die instantly, blah, blah, blah. So if you've got things like LODOS, you just put them with the stretcher, with the sponge, the mattress, next, because remember it's radiolucent, so it's fine, it's not opaque. Then you just put them inside, you do the whole body scan. It's a beautiful thing. I wish we could have it in every tertiary hospital where they see. It's the most beautiful. And you don't get too much irradiated. It was done in a way that, what is it called? There's this scientific way, technical way that they use, where you sift too much radiation into soft tissue and into bone. There's, so the lot of it's actually something that we need at Baba, every tertiary hospital, but it's expensive. Yeah, but issues of radiation, they are there, it's a concern. But remember, you do once, and you get that differentiation and contrast.
So, my point was, is everybody aware of all that she's saying?
Okay, thanks. Probably not really that you are aware. In any case, it depends on the officials there to tell us what is this for. I know there's one in Bara. Yeah, and we can as, in fact, it's like this generic. I'm not sure, because there's a law that says whenever there's a medicine, you must use its original name. what is it supposed to, you don't just say paracetamol, I mean, you don't just say Panadol or Dashunet, you say paracetamol because that's what it contains, so that you don't get lost. But the difference between generics and the originals, I'm not sure, do we know why the statins called generic statins called? Maybe this is something that we can do later on and tell you why we have generics. Because even ourselves, we use medicine. And the pharmacist tells you, do you want a generic or do you want an original? No, the difference is very simple. The difference is that when you have discovered a drug, it gets tested. Firstly, it gets tested in the laboratory. And then it goes to animals. And after animals, it's only then that they take it to human beings. By that time, it's not yet used. And that takes close to about 20 years to do all those things. Now, when you have finally accepted that this molecule does this, some pharmaceuticals just take that molecule and do it without testing, going through that. That's a generic. It's not the original drug. But this is the original because it has got the same molecule. But it has not gone through the test. Hence, it's cheaper than the other one. Okay, thank you. Let's finish up what we were doing. We were on findings. And I think we've added the findings that we wanted to add.
Can I add another thing? I think it was Bongani Hospital. One finding was lack of asset management and inventory record keeping. Because in one of the rooms, remember, we found a lot of equipment that was old, not used, and nobody could answer why don't they do inventory and asset management to say we have moved this from X to Z, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, procurement, we've spoken to it, and maintenance of equipment. Eh? There's some points on that.
Okay, can you give us the duties that are responsible for the response is by the HOT. This is the time that we couldn't get the MEC. The MEC was not part, and we wanted her to be part of those responses, but she was not there. So those are the responses, and I'm told that even the person who was answering the HOT is no more there. The MEC is no more there, the HOT is no more there. But those are the responses. And are there anything to correct on page 14? The HOT? I don't know. No, it's something that we need to confirm, whether he's still there or not. Okay, page 15. Page 15. Then we go to page 16. On page 16, we've got recommendations. And let's just take 5 minutes and see if we are going to add any other recommendations on top of those ones that we've got. There are a few recommendations, but do we need to add? Do we want to add more? What is your thinking?
Okay, my thinking is every finding would have a recommendation, but some can be clustered together because some problems are administrative, some are management, you know, some are leadership, some are HR, you know, as per what category or something. But I think we've got too few. I don't know. That's my thing. I haven't even read them, but just seeing sight, unless if there's something technical in terms of wording and just encompassing everything.
I think probably what made us, you see, we had our findings before we met the HOT, and some of the things that were our findings were concerning us. He answered them, hence the recommendations are fewer, but I don't think it's a problem in actually putting some of those things that we are sure that this recommendation needs to come in. Okay.
Arguable to say, remember, these are recommendations. Even though we met them, they answered. Already we put some of those problems here. So it will be weird as if we've seen 1, 2, 3. Unless if we've noted somewhere that meeting with them, they addressed 1, 2, 3. You know what I'm saying? Then it's okay. But if we don't have a section where we're saying that, and we don't even have the recommendations to what we have in the document, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like...
I agree. I think it's
so the findings must correspond to the recommendations. So even if it's, you know, like the infection control, the one was added, that the province is a matter of urgency implement an infection control policy and monitoring mechanism. Okay. You know, something like that.
Can I make a suggestion that why don't you allow us, myself and the secretariat, to make each and every finding a recommendation? I think that there's about 19 or 18 findings. So we make each one, because it's going to take our time if we do one by one. So we do, but we'll have to show you.
Agreed.
It sounds like a very nice shortcut, but you want to say about 20 recommendations. And when I try to listen to the findings, when I try to look at the recommendations, it becomes easier. We don't have to, for each one, have a recommendation. We can group the recommendations, because the recommendations are stated here, apart from what might
have had rate on infection. Most of the things are covered. If you go to the recommendations and you look there, even if there are fewer recommendations, but they address the findings. That's why I was going to suggest that, can we put just, because the devil was talking about timers ordering of medicine and the payment. It's just a recommendation we are making, and the issue of benchmarking of the hospitals, that they should at least try to benchmark good practices.
Can I get you properly? You are saying that let's look at every finding and look at whether the recommendation.
Okay.
Let's do it quickly then.
The findings are not captured by the recommendations, so most of them are captured by the recommendations.
Okay, let's do it quickly then. I'm on findings, and then we're going to mention something. Let's say the primary health care was not functioning well. What recommendation do you make on that? We recommend that they should beef up their primary health care system. Okay. There was no delegation of powers of the CEO. Obviously, that we recommend that there must be powers as captured. Okay. The third one is there was no maintenance budget at all hospital and relative officer. So that is straightforward. Yeah. No. We're saying I'm reading findings.
Yeah.
So that we make recommendation on the findings. Okay. So the fourth one is there was no monitoring between the hospitals and the provincial department. That is the PDMS of the hospital manager. I think it's the same recommendation that we made in the same case. Yeah. But I think we need to add that the community service doctors, they need supervision. Yeah, because that Pongani, that was not so bad. We need to add on that one.
18.
You know, 18 community doctors were used for service instead of training. I think, but it's not talking about supervision. Then the fifth one, there was no involvement of hospital budgeting process. Obviously, that has got to change. The hospital must do their own budget. It's included there. Okay. The sixth one, there's no support given to the province, by the province, in supervising health institutions and supporting them with budget. Is it not almost the same thing, but not only budget, but even service, they are not monitoring them, but so it's delegation. Seven, Elizabeth Ross Morane and Pilonomi were not communicating with each other for benchmarking purposes. I think all the institutions are not communicating with each other. They are not benchmarking.
But what you are suggesting is, if they don't communicate, there must be district managers as opposed to the
cluster CEOs.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. But called district managers.
Those are the cluster managers. Maybe we should say district managers
must
communicate.
They must make sure that
they have communication.
They need to make a recommendation of clear communication channels or establishment of clear communication mechanisms, not between district and district, but throughout the health sector.
That is what we're talking about.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, members. Number nine, there were severe human resource shortages in all institutions. They need it's human resources shortages, and the vacancies. They need to fill up their posts. In fact, it has been said by President that was posted, but we did this before the President spoke.
I think this one talks to a lot of other things, like taking permission, because we're not only dealing with problems, but we have a national. So when you do the recommendation, you can talk to the recruitment and the person who is working with that kind of recommendation. And another question becomes,
do they really have a recruitment strategy, you know? Because if you don't have policies that are guiding you, you'll never, never be able to do whatever you're supposed to do. And you'll always go, short of stuff all the time. So yeah, I think when you do the redressing or recommendation is to say, if they don't have that policy, you know,
you
they need to have it and, something like that and implement.
Number 10, budget folks are not seen when they become vacant. I think it says Number 11, there was a severe shortage of equipment in the form of a specialty. I don't think that for the vacant, they must have assessments like the other. Number 12, the material for what is in the local hospital for under 7 and 10. This talks to primary health. At least it's been 2014, the OSD was not working well, and this was causing animosity and friction between staff. I think this is what we try to address with the National Department about the OSD. But we can make a recommendation. What recommendation do we make?
So I think the problem is that it has not been communicated properly. It has been equated to money more than the whole OSD, as explained by the National Department.
So what do we recommend?
That should be proper communication of what OSD is.
With National Department of Health. It must be a communication.
No, it must be communicated to the staff about what is getting.
No, why don't we have two-way communication?
Why don't we suggest two-way communication that they must communicate with their staff, but at the same time they must communicate with National, where the policy resides.
Okay, number 15,
there were unfunded mandates, especially at Bongani. What do you say
about no,
what I know about Bongani is that as we got there, the manager was very useless. Starting from the CEO, you could hear the CEO knew nothing about what was going on in the hospital. No, it was the mayor.
The lady was a short mayor.
Okay, all the members.
The head of the department informed us that there is serious management problems of Bongani and Pedro. And he said they were going to address that.
I think we let that comment that they need to look at that one as
well. Yeah, Pelinomi and Bongani.
No, you remember, Mike, it's very common. Oh, yeah, the lady was a new person.
She was there and talking. And then we're asking, why is the CEO not talking and you? Because she was promoted and she was the one doing all the talking, very protective.
Yeah.
Were you there?
Yeah.
So.
Imagine, she's the one who said we are intimidating them.
And she was blocking them by talking what they are.
Okay, members, that was 15, oh yeah, 16. There were long waiting periods for patients. This is talking to primary healthcare, that their primary healthcare collapsed. Number 17, there were ambulance shortages in the province. I think it's the same as the same case, but let's make a recommendation on that. Number 18, community service doctors were used for service instead of training. Yeah, with Jan Patano. Nothing on infection control. I think let's make 19. We added infection control. Let's make a recommendation on infection control.
And then came to the attitude of the Manapa Hospital in terms of management side.
That's good. Cool.
And then came to one, the Manapa Hospital management.
You are appreciating Manapa.
Yeah.
That they did well. How about we have under recommendations another paragraph that is appreciation, then we can put it
in. It's in that appreciation, which we don't want to. We don't appreciate only those. You remember when we went to that area with a lot of Dr. Sinononi? There was that doctor, the female doctor was affected. No, she's a hard worker, that lady. No, the decanal is going to find out for us. Not only, even at Elizabeth Ross, there's a lady who was a step down care. That old nurse, a step down care, I'm sure we're not on the, but she's a hard worker. She's got a very good attitude. I think, but let's leave it at that. Okay.
You mentioned that the primary healthcare is much more extreme, which obviously is true, but also it's exacerbated by the fact that there's lack of staff in the ward and lack of equipment. So it's not just, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I think it's also mentioned that, again, it's just being iterated, it's not the staff and the equipment. Yeah.
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 Thanks, Chair. I agree with you, Chair, that we must appreciate good hard work. We do this by identifying those people and mention their names so that we recognize their effort in bringing about good health in the country. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, buddy. I think this is what we're trying to do. We can't be carrying a hammer all the way. Where there's good things, we need to say there's a good thing. And I think that will motivate them. But where there's bad things, we need to mention that. Okay, thank you very much, members. That was there. We were at recommendation. That's it. I think
okay, our thing, as much as we appreciate, we need to put under findings the Bongani malfunction management, you know, and then we recommend that they must go for training, such things, the moment.
I'm sure you'll put that malfunction up there. Okay, members.
I'm sorry. Let me just share with you that the minister is going to come up with an accreditation policy which is going to be enforcing infection control, the norms and standards, and cleanliness in general. That is coming maybe before the end of the year.
Thank you. I want us to move.
No. The issue is that hospitals are supposed to be clean. Cleanliness is supposed to be part of the hospital. But what I was raising on was that before we adopt the we should agree that the two provinces, we must give them time after this report has been passed, so that they can come
and report to us on the what they've done with the recommendations we have made.
Okay, we already called them. It's only because of time we already called them to come in there, and we think that because this is an old one, probably there's a lot of things that have happened, and we think that we've given them enough time. Even the fact that we're only presenting the report now, but they've already been called, but we don't know, probably till the after elections now. Okay, thank you very much, members. Can we go on to the next one? Oh, by the way, I want us to adopt it. Okay. Even Tuesday. I'm suspecting that it's going to be easier with the other one. Can we go to the one on HST, which is Millennium Development Goals? Page one is us. Then the second page, and then corrections, page number two. Okay. Vakamiki.
8th
February. Why is there such a motion now? Why is there such a commotion that is going on? Is it because we finished everything and okay. Page two. Any corrections on page two? The only thing that I picked up on Millennium Development Goals, which are given here on those bullets, the goal number six says combat HIV, malaria, and other diseases. I think there's TB. I think there's TB there. It's not an other. TB and others. Okay.
Well, the
MDG said that. I know we said maybe 10 years ago that didn't say. I don't know. Please ask me. I want to remember.
This is
the same. Yeah, this is the question. Okay, page three. National health insurance discussion. Okay, we go to page four. Resolutions, appreciation, briefing by the rural doctor. And then resolution on page six. Page five. Are there any things? Okay. Is that okay? Okay. So, do we adopt it, member? Somebody. Okay. Okay. Second, or Mike is second in that. Okay, can you go to the next one, which is the briefing, the third quarterly report and strategies on health technology, medical devices by the department? You've got that document, eh? The first page is about us and how we apologize for not coming to the meeting. The second page, proceedings, welcome, briefing on the quarterly report. Is there something? Page three, highlights on performance on the departmental strategic plan. Program one, achievements. Program two, combating HIV/AIDS on page four. Achievements. Page six, combating other communicable diseases, non-communicable diseases, challenges. Page six, strengthening monitoring and evaluation of the health sector performance, achievements, challenges, improving quality care, achievements. Program three, health planning and monitoring, implementation of national health insurance, achievements, improving availability, achievements. Page seven, strengthening labor relations with health sector. Health facility improvement. Okay, so that's on page seven. page 8. Including the program 6, last program, healthcare delivery through international relations. And then we go to page 9, which was discussion. And the discussions go on until page 11, then resolution and appreciation. Okay, Mike? Which page, Mike?
Page 10.
Okay.
Thanks. The one concern, I mean, I raised it was about the maternal mortality rate and the fact there's no standardized way of gauging what our rate is. Do you remember that DG mentioned that there's various reports and we still don't have a standardized model, is the word I was looking for. That was one concern. The other concern is, and I can't see it here, and is about the human resource plan that is it there?
When they came back, they gave us that document.
We haven't got, I still haven't got. Okay, when, do you know when that's happening?
They haven't told us.
But we should tell them, they mustn't tell us. We must tell them.
We want them to give us. They said they're going to look at it when they're going to be giving us. Because we want them to give us before.
Yeah.
The plan so that we read it. Yeah. Then we'll give them the day to come and present it, but we want it before.
And then, just on page 11, the second sentence about the rolling out of HIV testing, is that the testing in schools we're referring to there? The second sentence, the committee sought clarity on whether the department is ready for the program rollout of HIV testing. Was that in schools? And if it is, we must say so. We must just say in schools. Yeah, okay.
Are there any other, that's the last page of page 11. Any other comments? I think we're all there. Okay, if there's none, can we move for adoption? Adoption? Okay. Seconded. Okay. Members, the last one, which is briefing by the South African Tuberculosis Vaccine Initiative, SAVTI, on research related to TB. So we've got that document. The first page is us. The second page, is there anything on the second page? Okay, we are on SAVTI. You've got that document, right? SAVTI. South African Tuberculosis Vaccine Initiative. Okay. I'm not sure. Maybe let's ask her. Does Lutini, were you there? Somebody says they are not sure whether you were there or not. Were you there?
Where?
When they presented the SAVTI to us? You are not there. Okay, then we'll remove your name. We'll remove your name. So, page 2, briefing by SAVTI, opening remarks, briefing by SAVTI. Page 3, which is discussion, then the resolution, which says the committee concluded its deliberations and it was agreed that it will have start the meeting with the minister, if they were experiencing any problems. They haven't come back to us saying that they are experiencing problems. Yeah. It was on condition that they tell us that. But we should do it without, even if they are not complaining, because they complained about finances.
but they don't have enough finances. Maybe we should remove that if they exclude the program, we should just say we're going to facilitate them meeting the minister and leave that part with us unless they complain. Okay, okay.
The problem is that you facilitate a meeting and they say that. We never had a problem with you, minister. We don't know why the portfolio committee is looking for the problem.
The whole
system.
But there has been a
session
that
we want from the.
Okay, then if there's nothing, then we can, the committee takes up the good presentation and highlighted that it was an eye-opener. The committee was also hopeful that TB will go down in the coming years. Zubin?
Page 3 by resolution, the last bullet, I think it should say not to touch but to get in touch with a few decision makers.
Okay, can we move for adoption with corrections? Honorable Khalda, were you there? Why don't you move for adoption? Oh, there. Oh,
okay.
Remember that I was just giving you 2 minutes to make this dialogue. But let's come back to work.
Chair, thank you very much for finishing this business on time.
That's appreciation. That's appreciation. Okay. Honorable Lekheto.
Finish on time.
Thank you very much, members. I think we've come to an end, but...
What's happening with the proposed visit to the hospital in East London with regards to the baby death? Can you just brief us? Thanks.
Members, thank you very much. We've come to the end of the meeting. I must really apologize for the fact that these reports, especially the Free State and Eastern Cape, they came late. I think it was our misjudgment that they came late, but we are promising that it won't happen again. When we do something, they'll get report so that we could finalize it before we forget. So we're saying sorry for that. It's not going to happen again. Now these other ones, we're going to put them through now. We have been seen in the media. We have been seeing in the media that the baby deaths in Eastern Cape. We know in 2006 there were baby deaths in Eastern Cape at Frere Hospital. And the National Department of Health sent a delegation there. And they came up with recommendations. I'm not sure whether members do have that report. But I don't think it was taken to Parliament, but there is a report that was done by the National Department of Health. Subsequent to that, there were deaths of babies in Umtata, we call them here, they tried to explain to us what was going on. Then, now there's another disaster. I'm not sure, but the Eastern Cape is saying it's not a crisis. But there are 29 babies that have died in 1 month. They say it's a crisis, and that was January. But as I'm talking to you this month, about 15 have already died. Obviously, that says there's something that is not happening. It's not fair this time, it's Cecilia Makiwane. The very first one was Cecilia Makiwane. So now we thought probably the committee needed to go there, not all of us, but some of us needed to go there, and just to try and find out, specifically touching on what had happened before, because it's the same leadership that was there. Because Cecilia Makiwane and Fred are one institution, it's a complex. So if, it's happening under the same CEO, under the same mentor. Now we need to go there and find out. We've made an application to the chair of TES. They haven't replied, but I'm sure they're going to reply sometime today. I don't think they are going to refuse it, because this impinges on Millennium Development Goals. So I don't think they're going to refuse. But that is the situation. They haven't got a go-ahead yet, Mike. But I think they're going to give us. And if it happens, it will be on Monday. But what I was suggesting is that we need to tell NCOP and even the provincial committee for health there that will be coming. Obviously, the MEC will be told. So that is the situation. We don't know what, because, but on the media, if we can go by what the media says, they're saying those kids died of HIV. But if those kids are dying of HIV, then what is the PMTCT doing? Because nobody is supposed to die of HIV. They are supposed to be given PMTCT before they give birth, and the kids, if they are positive, you continue with the treatment, and they are still well at that time. That could not be the reason. If it's Klebsiella, then it goes back into this thing that the cleanliness is not there. So there's a lot of questions that I'm asking myself. What could have been the cause of those deaths? And this is probably what we want to find out. And this is out 29 out of 700 that have been born in March. By the way, some of them are saying they were preterm. But even if somebody is preterm, there are preparations that are done that if you're going to give a preterm labor, you can look after less than a kilogram baby. And there are institutions that patient can be taken to that institution where they're going to be looked after. And I think they've got facilities to do that. But let me not discuss that, but it's just to say we've made an application, we're waiting for a response. So, members, I'm not sure whether you've got any questions or any suggestions to that. What do you say? Let's go. You say let's go to Eastern Cape or? Oh, okay. Thank you very much, members. We'll meet next week on Wednesday. Thank you very much. Bye bye.